Gretchen Archer is a local author that has written international bestsellers with the Davis Way Crime Caper series. This is a conversation with Archer about the characters in her mystery novels, both past and future. From her home on Lookout Mountain, Gretchen Archer spends the quiet time before sunrise alone with her words as she tells the stories of her favorite protagonist, Davis Way. Not everyone can write a book, and Archer is in the process of publishing her third with animated ideas of more books to come.
You know, they say everyone has a book in them. And with what I've been through, I say leave it there. but I guess you're right. You know, not everybody publishes the books.
No, even people who maintain diaries, or I've known lots of people that write poetry on scraps of paper, or they'll tell amazing stories. And with your books, there's a lot of activity going on, a lot of characters, and more than one storyline unfolding.
Well, thank you. I mean, I work hard at that. I don't like to read books that are left foot, right foot. She picked up her coffee cup. Some of the best writing advice I've ever heard was at a conference last year when the keynote speaker said, "Everyone knows how to start a car. Don't write it." You know, 2 pages of how to start your car. And so I generally leave that out, all those teeny little details, and I take a lot of heat for it. But what I'm doing, I start at one place, I work my way back around to it, but I am weaving 2 huge storylines the entire time, and it's not easy. That part of writing is challenging.
Well, especially coming from a first person, because you're really in the mind of your primary character, Davis, not David.
Yeah, Way. Not David, yeah.
And she does a lot of internal monologuing.
Right.
But most of them are sarcastic little quips on the side or observations of coworkers or things. That's something you probably wouldn't want to say out loud.
We get a lot of Davis's internal thoughts. They're generally well accepted. I mean, I get tons and tons of reader mail that say, "I love Davis. I love knowing what she's thinking." But the first person aspect of it, you have one camera. The only thing that can go on the page is what Davis sees, experiences firsthand, what she thinks. And that's the beauty. And it's also the hard part of first person.
And that makes it harder to solve a mystery because there are things
harder.
You don't know.
Oh, absolutely. But before I wrote the Davis Way Crime Caper series, I wrote 4 standalone narrative fiction books, which for me were easier to write, but you can't find them anywhere, Barnes & Noble, anywhere, because, well, for one thing, you have to write a long time to get published anyway. It's just a fact. After 4 complete manuscripts, I said, let's switch this up. Let's see what I can do with one character in first person. And it sold immediately. So I guess I'm supposed to be writing first person.
So far, you've written 2 books in the series. There's a third that'll be coming out in October.
And it's finished. It's in edit now.
You've got Double Whammy, which introduces your character, Davis Way. And then you have Double Dip, which puts her, again, in places she's never been before, doing things she's never done. It all is wrapped around casinos and gambling in Biloxi, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. It has a very southern feel to the characters and the actions going on. Do you feel that that southern viewpoint and southern humor in a lot of ways, does that restrict the popular area for your books?
I'm going to say no, based on what I know about my sales. Because we get really good feedback. We know who's buying our book, who's reading our book. If you put all that together, that would lead me to believe that the rest of the country is very, very interested in what happens in the South. If I had to pick one area that my books have not really taken off like we thought they would, it would be the South. They are so widely read. It amazes me. Double Whammy and Double Dip are both on bestseller list in Australia right now and in Canada. And to me, the thought of someone in Australia reading a book that is so much about Alabama in the United States, it just blows me away. So I do think there's a huge southern appeal. There's a big southern market for reading. A lot of people love to read anything Southern. They love Southern. And we are funny, so.
It's definitely humorous. And some of the places, you know, So Help Me God Pentecostal Church in Beehive, Alabama.
Right. Poor Alabama. I pick on them so much. Well, Davis is from Pineapple, which is two words. I was honestly driving down Interstate 59 through Alabama and saw the exit for Pineapple, two words, which I thought was hilarious. And I thought, well, let's see Pineapple. And I honestly, at the next exit, I turned around and I drove, and it was probably 35, 40 miles off of the interstate to get to Pineapple. And I mean, you talk about nothing in the road. I mean, poor little Pineapple. In fact, I don't think anyone in Pineapple knows that there are books out there that the main character is from Pineapple, because the actual population, and don't quote me on this, is 70 people. There's nothing in Pineapple. And I thought that was the funniest name. And so for every subsequent book, I've chosen a different obscure location in Alabama. And I will always do that. I intend to keep doing that. So double whammy, you have a lot of Pineapple, Alabama. Double dip, we go to Beehive, Alabama. And in double strike, we go to Lickskillet, Alabama. It's a lot of fun. And I guess my phone will ring one day and it will be the state of Alabama and they will be furious with me. But, you know, as of yet, that hasn't happened.
Some of the nicknames that your protagonist gives to her coworkers and people she knows are very descriptive in ways. And a lot of times, like the name of your church and other things around, it's humorous, and it may be Southern humor, but it might also be, like I said, something you character really maybe shouldn't say out loud.
Oh, I agree. The explanation for that is this. Davis grew up in a town of 400, which I've already said, you know, Pineapple actually has 70 people. But for the purposes of the story, we had to make Pineapple a town big enough to have two police officers, and the bare minimum was 400. So what Davis says and how she explains this is, in her life, she's only met 400 people because she never really got out of Pineapple. And when she moved to Biloxi and she got a job, she met 400 people in a month, and she just couldn't keep their names straight. And so she uses monikers. She assigns, you know, monikers to people. And she does less and less of that. She does less of it in Double Dip. She does even less of it in Double Strike, because it is confusing. I confuse myself. I really do with the nicknames. But Davis is just one who looks at someone and she will call that person Cleats because they're wearing cleats. Instead of being able to hang on to their name, she forever knows them as Cleats.
Developing mysteries, and there's romance in there,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. Touch of romance.
There's good romance, and there's the bad stuff from her past coming back after
her. Her nemesis, her ex-husband.
How hard is that to tie that along with the mystery and to keep the book moving when you're bringing up outside influences like that?
Well, I guess it's keeping two storylines going at one time. Because I started this series deliberately with Davis, my main character, right off the bus in a huge city compared to where she'd grown up, in a brand new job she knew absolutely nothing about. Because I am not, contrary to popular belief, and I get accused of this all the time, being a casino expert, I'm not. So I needed my character to be very, very new at it as well. And Davis grew up in this little bitty town. She ended up marrying the same guy twice, and she's also getting away from him. So Davis starts out just so fresh and clean. And so in the first book, she does get into a new relationship. And yes, her past comes back and haunts her because her ex-husband will not leave her alone. Her ex-husband is so much fun for me to write. I have more fun with him and his mother, just everyone in Pineapple. I love for the story to go back and visit Pineapple and the people in Pineapple. The next book, the one that comes out in October, we meet Pineapple's only attorney and their only physician. And truly, I am doubled over at my computer laughing at these characters that I get to draw from Pineapple, Alabama. And they do pop up in Davis's Biloxi life and just cause her so much grief. It's ridiculous.
You can travel to Pineapple, Biloxi, and other places in Alabama through the eyes of Davis Way and Gretchen Archer's Davis Way Crime Caper series. Find out more online at GretchenArcher.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.